talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
It is the time of the show where we focus on a small business in the area and how they're making their way through a global pandemic and what is, I guess, now the new norm. Want to introduce you to Alex Hamilton, cider maker, co-founder of the Steel Town Cider Company. They're in Dundas, and Alex is with us now. Alex, thanks for the time. Hope you're well.
Oh, hi there. Yep, I'm doing well. Thanks very much for having me on.
So tell us about Steel Town Cider Company.
Yeah, for sure. Steel Town Cider Company, well, we're I guess you'd consider us a nano cider operation. We're a small hard cider production operation that kind of basically started from three guys' dreams of doing this kind of thing and really wanting to solve a problem that there wasn't a certain style of cider that really we are into that in the market when we first started out. We wanted to sort of make that happen, and we didn't want to just hire other people to start a brand. We wanted to just do it from scratch and really have our own cidery that we kind of controlled and produced.
Alex, you said cider in your style. So what exactly do you mean by that? What was your style?
Originally we were finding a lot of the ciders available in Ontario were very like super sweet, highly clarified or filtered, more like alcohol pop style ciders that weren't really made from 100% apple. So we really wanted to focus on two kind of things in the cider world. We wanted to focus on more traditional, very dry, unfiltered European sort of styles of cider, ones that we really enjoyed from our travels. Were a lot of us, like two of the three of us, were from the wine industry previously. So those are styles of cider we like. And then the other kind of route and style we wanted to go was kind of more funky and interesting and off the beaten track ciders that would be in tune to what a lot of the craft brewing is doing right now.
So who is the market here? Because you bring up a point, and I don't want to put words in your mouth here, but you're talking more cider, less cooler influence, for lack of a better phrase.
Yeah. Well, I think there could be a few different markets, too. So really kind of anyone who really wants to enjoy a craft beverage that's produced locally would be in on that. Maybe someone, for some of the aspects of it, would be people who don't want too high the sugar content in their drink. Or people who are just interested in certain flavor profiles or styles of cider that we might focus on. Like, say, for example, one of our popular ciders is called Poro, and it's a cider with pear that's a little bit more tart and dry, patterned after a Spanish Sidra-style cider.
How does the sugar content compare to, say, a wine or beer or any other beverage like that?
Well, it varies greatly in like beer and wine for the styles or how much sugar they would have. And I'm just kind of like saying that because as I'm a former sommelier myself, it can be up there. So it might be easier to compare it to like other popular ciders, right, where you'd see another popular cider that would, on the market, like without naming any names, that the top three brands that maybe our local monopoly could have anywhere from 30 to 80 grams per liter sugar. Where our cider, like our main one, Session Cider, has 3 grams per liter sugar. Some of them have zero. The highest we usually go would be maybe like 11 to 15 on a sweet style. But mostly bone dry.
Give us some, that sounds very appealing. So give us a bit of history here. How did this get started? This started before before the pandemic.
Yeah, started, much more, well, a few years before the pandemic anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it started really with some like get-togethers like a lot of people do, bringing their families together, having a few drinks and a barbecue. And we kind of mulled over this idea a few times of, trying other ciders. And like, wow, what if we could have a local product using our local apples? Because we have such great apples here in Ontario. They may not be as tannic as some of the European varietals, but people are starting to grow more of those now, but we still have a great sort of area for growing apples, and we can utilize that and make this style of cider. And then it came from us getting together and talking about it, really.
And when you think about it, apple cider, you know, typical apple cider has had quite a history in Ontario for decades and decades, as you mentioned, due to the apple industry. So this almost seems like a natural Ontario product.
Yeah, it definitely seems like a natural Ontario product. And I think there would probably be, there's some regulations that maybe make it a little bit more difficult for small cideries that want to open up in urban areas, like how we've seen the craft brewery movement. There's some obstacles in that have just recently started to be lifted. So I think we're going to see a little bit, that was before the pandemic. So maybe we'll see once this is kind of opens up a bit more, we'll see that happen again. But it's definitely is a pair for Ontario in cider making.
So do you have in-store experience now, or is this all delivery at this point?
Well, we had in-store for a while, and now it's gone back to just online because we're actually in the process of a big move. We started out in a small facility that was mostly manufacturing in Dundas area of Hamilton. And from there, we created a small tap room that you could just pick. Basically, it was just not really a tap room. It was like a retail. You could basically just pick up your cider too. So it wasn't just manufacturing. Now we're taking it to the next step where we're having a full tap room, patio, new production area. So we're moving to Hamilton in the Frid and Chatham Street area that I've heard is being called the Annex area, closer
nice.
To downtown.
Yeah, that'll fit. Well, good luck to you. This is a growing business. SteeltownCider.com, SteeltownCider.com. Alex Hamilton has been with us, cider maker, co-founder of Steeltown Cider Company. Alex, thanks so much for the time. Good luck moving forward.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and thanks for having me on the show. And yeah, you can buy on SteeltownCider.com and deliver to your door locally.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.